You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
We
are placed in the one body, and it's God's grace.
And
we want to continue this topic of equipping the saints for the work of ministry from the perspective of the body.
因为旧的道理其实我们很容易明白,
and yes, from the perspective of doctrine and concepts, we understand.
虽然上个礼拜讲完的时候有一个弟兄写信来谢谢我说这个Ogan的 conversation 让他印象深刻
and I receive a mail from a brother. He says that my are sharing about the organs the various parts put a lasting impression on him.
我觉得他很可爱 用 the conversation of the organs 来形容我所讲的道
and he was very precious to describe my message through the conversation of the various parts of the body.
但是我觉得道理懂了但是我们实际生活里面在侍奉里面的怎么样子的应用我觉得我们可以再多讲一点
and I know we understand the concepts but how do we practice it? How do we put it into application? I want to go a little deeper.
然后你会发现我在每一段的经文底下 我就放了一些的问题
And you discover in your outlines that after all the verses I pose some questions
那我不可能在今天这么短的时间把所有的问题都解答
And it is impossible in the short period of time that I have today to answer all the questions
因为每一个问题至少可以讲一堂或好几堂信息的
Now because every single question we can elaborate and extend into a single message or many messages
但是我只是希望弟兄姊妹在看到这些经文的时候 怎么样子把它带到我们现实的生活和侍奉
But I want a brother and sister, when you look at these verses, how do you apply the verses in our daily life, in our services?
所以我还是用, 哥林多前书第12章的27节做我今天纲要的两个大段。
And I would still want to use 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 as the main verse of the message today.
第一大段就是你们就是基督的身子。
And the very first portion, you all are the body of Christ.
第二个,并且各自做肢体。
But you all are also individually members.
所以你看我的outline写的跟上个礼拜一样,并不是我偷懒。
You'll discover that the outline is identical from the last time we spoke of this topic. It's not that because I'm lazy.
我希望在每一个点上我们能够go deeper.
But in every single topic or every single point, we will go deeper.
在我讲之前,我要先讲一下,哥林多前书12章,讲身体是很重要的一章。
And I want to say before we continue that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when it talks about the body, it is a very important chapter.
但是它比较重在正面上的，就是身体的供应，身体在我们给我们的扶持。
And he focuses very heavily on the positive aspect of the supplying of every member and the blessings that the body brings.
接受身体的约束、保护，比较不是在十二章里面讲的。
And to receive the protection and the order that is set forth by the body is not an emphasis in this chapter.
那个我将来有机会我再讲。
And I'll spend some time in the future days to talk about that specific point.
例如说提多书第三章第十节那里讲到分门结党的人只要警戒过他一两次就要弃绝他
And Titus chapter 3 says that those who cause divisions within the house of God after you come in contact with them a couple of times and you need to cast them away
这个在你十二章里面绝对读不到的
And in chapter 12 you'll never see it
因为十二章是在讲正面上我们怎么样彼此扶持彼此供应
Because in this particular chapter it talks about how we need to supply one another support one another
讲到这个我稍微补充一下 两个礼拜以前 以前我讲到的时候，我拍了一下桌子哈。
2 weeks ago, I slammed the pulpit as I was speaking.
没有想到我一拍，这个造成不少的震撼。
And not realizing that particular action caused a ripple effect.
然后很多人会觉得说，哎呀，余弟兄从来没看他这样，怎么会那天这么生气呢？
And a lot of people said, "How come I never seen Pastor Yu so emotional? Yet that day he seemed kind of upset."
我是发易怒，不是 emotional.
Righteous anger.
所以有人问说，是不是教会发生什么大事了？
And so somebody asked, "Does something happen within our church family?"
那我在祷告会有跟弟兄姊妹交通过、啊、
So in the, our prayer meeting I shared with the brothers and sisters who attended、
啊、因为我去过这么多的教会、啊、这个真的是各地的教会
Because I've attended so many churches throughout the world、
啊、几乎所有的教会多多少少都有难处、啊、
And many churches that we go to We all encounter some kind of problems there
然后在所有跟我交通教会难处的里面几乎百分之八九十难处是从话语造成、出来的、啊、
And for about 80-90% of the people that I talk to that have problems They all say thatthe problem comes from the fact that people have misused their words.
就是喜欢用很 negative, 很负面的批评论断的话在这里搅扰弟兄姊妹攻击神家。
There are complaints, there are criticisms that came from members in the body that attacked the body of Christ.
所以我那天讲到这里的时候里面真的是义愤填膺。
And I have to tell you, when I came to that particular pouring, I was really moved with this righteous anger and I was...Very stirred.
我是为了这件事情成为神家这么大的伤害里面痛苦不是在拍你们任何一个人、嗯、
And from this particular aspect that it brought a lot of harm into the global body of Christ And I wasn't directed to any individual here particularly、
后来你们觉得还是不要让弟兄姊妹难过我就打电话给、办公室同工说帮我把这一段剪片剪掉
And so for the sake of not angering any or upsetting anyone I asked the brothers and sisters who are responsible for recording to cut out this portion、
没有想到平常我觉得他不需要剪的，他帮我剪。我跟他说要剪的，他反而说不用剪。
And I'm realizing oftentimes, our audio staff they would edit it very well, but this particular portion I asked them to edit, they said, "Oh no, it's okay, keep it in."
那我说那你帮我把声音弄低一点好了。
And then I said, when you come to this particular point, particularly the slamming of the pulpit, reduce the volume a little bit.
他说好好好，他说他帮我剪。
They said, "Okay, we'll edit that portion."
所以可能你们听起来是让我像我摸一下桌子就是。
So all of a sudden, when you listen to the message online, it almost sounds like I was just, you know, touching the
但是我希望你们了解我的负担。
But I hope everybody here understand and can catch my burden.
对，很多时候我们觉得我没有存心要来伤害教会或伤害弟兄姊妹。
And oftentimes we can say from our hearts, we don't have a heart that wants to bring harm to the body or to the brothers and sisters.
但是你却不晓得你的话语的确给神家带来伤害。
But yet unknowingly our words did carry harm to the members.
我希望在这个教会里面，在我们这个家里面，所有批评论断的话，全部都应该在主面前停下来。
And I pray that in this church family, that all the words of complaint and criticism will come to a stop.
任何弟兄你不满意或是你觉得他伤害你你直接在爱中去找他
If a particular brother or a particular sister you feel that they have harmed you Go and talk to that individual in love
面对面在爱里面跟他交通
Face to face talk to each other in love
如果生命够十字架度量够我们在主面前就过去了根本不用谈
If the capacity of our life the capacity of the work of the cross in our life is sufficient Then yes that conversation would come to a veryQuick ending.
如果过不去会影响我们的交通的话那我们就应该去交通。
But if it really hinders us from going deeper, then we need to go deeper with one another.
好我们现在来看我们今天的正题哈讲到你们就是基督的身子第一大段。
And so again, we come to the very first point today in the outline. You are the body of Christ.
第一个我们讲到肢体永远离不开身体。
And once again, the members can never be separated from the body.
上个礼拜我讲过不管你脚怎么说我不是手所以不属乎身子他就不能因此就不属乎身子。
So we said last week that it doesn't matter how much the foot says that I am not a hand, so I'm not part of the body, then I'm no longer the body. He cannot say that.
如果耳朵说我不是眼，所以我就不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear should say because I am not an eye, I'm not of the body, is therefore not of the body.
所以在上次信息的时候，我讲到这一段里面，你似乎可以揣摩出。在神家里面的有一类人
And from these particular examples that's been given We can come and see That this is a group of people in God's house
他会用自己的恩赐功用价值去跟别人比
And they will compare themselves with others Concerning their gifts and their value
然后就觉得自己不重要或是我没有被重视
And they would come to the conclusion That I'm not important or I am not esteemed
然后我不是手
I'm not a hand.
我天天被包在鞋子里面，不像手给人家看，还挂着戒指，珠光宝气的。
I'm wrapped in a shoe, and I'm, you know, I'm not like a hand that's got jewelry and everybody can see.
每一个人都会说你手很漂亮，很少人说你脚很漂亮。
A lot of people would sometimes comment, "Oh, you have beautiful hands," but nobody ever really comments that you got beautiful feet.
你看，很多人都说你眼睛很漂亮，很少人说我耳朵很漂亮。
A lot of people say you have beautiful eyes, but seldom do you hear people say you have beautiful ears.
除非你的耳朵跟 Star Trek 那个人一样很特别，人家会夸奖你一下。
Perhaps maybe your ears look like Spock, and somebody would say, "Ah, you really have very interesting looking ears."
对不对？一般人都是夸说哇，你眼睛长了一双迷人的眼睛。
Otherwise, people would generally say. you have very attractive eyes.
所以身上有很多人不被人家注意的。
So there are obviously a lot of members that are not being captivated or by individuals.
所以你就发现这个问题在神家是很普遍的问题。
And you discover that this particular issue problem occurs quite prevalently in God's house.
我上次已经举过例子了，在同工会绝大部分很多的教会，基本上跟世界上的原则一样，就是八十二十。
So I share with the co-workers meeting that a lot of times you discover in God's house that we have the same concept of this 80-20%.
就是大概教会里面这个只有 20% 的人 是扛了所有的服事。
And predominantly 80% of most, 20% of the members of most churches carry most of the services in the church.
大概就是 20% 的人负责的教会所有财务的需要，奉献大概只有 20% 的人。
And also about 20% of the members, carries the burden of the financial need of the entire church.
像属灵的力量啊等等啊，差不多就是这些人。
Yes, spiritual strength and whatnot, it's just this group of people.
甚至礼拜天唱诗大概只有 20%。
And oftentimes on Sundays when those people who are will open up their mouth and sing, it's about 20%.
我们教会已经算不错了，最近越来越好。
And our church is improving, it's getting better and better.
我有几次唱诗唱到一半，寡人有急出去一下，好，回来坐在后面。
And oftentimes, a couple of times I had to leave the room while we were singing, and when I came back, I was sitting in the back.
我发现后面真的是静悄悄的。
And I discover it is quite quiet in the back.
很多人不唱歌的。
A lot of people don't sing.
为什么我知道？因为我一唱，好多人都回头看，那是谁啊
？The reason why I know that is truth because soon as I open my mouth, this thing, everybody turn around and this.
现在好一点了哈。
And we're getting a little better now.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现教会里面常常就是二十八十。
Brothers, you often discover this concept or the notion of 20-80% division.
所以我们今天在神家里面，怎么样子让那些自以为不重要或是不被重视的肢体能够起来
？And so in God's house, how do we help those individuals who don't see themselves very important, and how do we mobilize them?
这个讲到哈，像我上礼拜讲说要在教会里面少吃维他命 C 哈。
And a couple of weeks ago, I gave the examples that there's some vitamin C's that we are not to take.
就是喜欢 compare 跟人家比较，然后你就会 compete 跟人家争竞，到最后就会 complain 抱怨。
These three C's: compare, compete, and then complain.
那我们光这样讲呢没有用，对不对？但那个不用还是不用。
And when we talk about it, we hear it, we don't use it, then it's still left aside.
那自己里面觉得受伤不如别人，会不会不被重视的感觉还是在。
And we still have this feeling, this notion that I'm harmed or I'm hurt and I'm not esteemed by others, and these feelings are still there.
这就是为什么我今天需要第二次再讲同样的道。
So this is the reason why I need to repeat this message today.
因为信道就是从听道来的。
Because believing the word comes from hearing.
听一次，听两次，听三次，有一天我们终于开了，知道我真是在基督的身体里面。
You hear once, you hear twice, you hear the third times, and you come to the realization I am in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都重要。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us here is important.
为什么重要
？Why are you important?
原谅我说，你可能表现真的很糟啊。
Forgive me for saying this. Maybe what you express is not very good.
可能你在外面人看得见的贡献真的是看不出来。
From the contribution outwardly, people say, "Oh, I don't see much."
但是就算这样，你还是重要的。
But even this is true, you are still important.
为什么
？Why is that?
第一个。
Foremost,
你里面有主的生命。
In you is the life of Christ.
我上次说过，我们不是同样有主耶稣的生命。
As I said before, it is not that we have.
We have exactly the same life.
We have exactly the same life.
不是 similar, 只是相似的或是类似的或是一样的。
We don't just have similar lives. We have exactly the same.
That's the very same life. 只有一个生命。
There is only but this one life, the very same life.
那就是耶稣基督的生命。
It's the life of Jesus Christ.
那是我的生命，也是你的生命。
It is my life. It is your life.
所以我们都重要。
So therefore, we are all important.
那第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们为什么重要
？Why are we important?
因为耶稣把我们当成了他的。
Because Jesus has treated each of us as his member.
不是因为你在 SVCA， 所以我说你重要。
It is not simply because you are here SVCA that I say you're important.
只要我们重生得救，我们每一个人都重要。
If you are born again, every individual is important.
因为我们就被圣灵浸到了一个身体里面。
Because we are baptized into the one body by the one Spirit.
而这个身体是耶稣基督的身体。
And this body is the body of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见这件事的时候，我们都不敢再随便软。 软弱。
So if we truly see this, then none of us can easily just become weak.
我们也不敢轻看自己，自暴自弃。
We do not despise ourselves and look down on ourselves.
同样的，我们也不敢骄傲，高看自己。
And at the same time, we cannot be prideful and elevate ourselves.
因为我们知道，我们是基督伟大身体里面的一个肢体。
Because we know we are simply a member of this great body of Christ.
当我们真看见这件事的时候
，So when we truly understand this,
我们就晓得我这个人。
We know that we ourselves.
不管我的教育背景，不管我自己的恩赐才干是什么。
It doesn't matter what my educational background or my gifts and my talents.
甚至不管别人有没有重视我。
It doesn't matter how whether people esteem me or not.
我在基督的眼中都是重要的。
But in the eyes of Christ, I am important.
我在那个看不见的那个属灵的身体里面，我是不可少的。
In that invisible spiritual body, I am one that cannot be done without.
只要我不进功用，我一定给身体带来。
If I do not function, I will bring harm to this body.
只要我在主的面前我不尽功用，我一定给身体带来这个伤害。
If before the Lord I am not functioning, I will bring harm to this body.
所以 Watchman Nee 李弟兄说，教会发死都死在那些旁观者的身上。
And Brother Watchman Nee says that when the church gives out this odor of death, is happening on those who are standing on the sideline watching.
只是在这里看的。
They're just there watching.
只是在这里被动的听，被动的得的。
They're bystanders watching and listening and receiving.
如果每一个肢体都尽功用的话。
But if every member is functioning.
那个教会的情形，蒙福的度量，产生的影响力绝对不止这样。
And the condition of the church, the capacity by which you may be blessed is not limited by the way we are.
我今天不管别人怎么样夸我们。
It doesn't matter how other people praise us.
我仍然知道我们今天所在的情形跟我们应该在的情形中间的确是一个gap.
And I know there's a gap between where we are today and where we're supposed to be.
每一个教会都有这个 gap.
And every church has that gap.
但是这个 gap 有大有小就是了。
And this gap has different magnitudes.
如果我们真的是百分之百都动员的话。
If 100% of every member is motivated.
我们百分之百都在主面前尽自己功用的话。
And mobilized and we are all functioning.
那教会绝对不一样。
And I know this church will be different.
真的教会绝对不一样。
This church will definitely be different.
我们传福音不可能这个样子的。
And when we share the gospel, it will not be limited the way we are.
我们在聚会里面属灵的程度绝对不止这样的。
The capacity of our spiritual growth is not limited to where we are.
也不会有这么多人活在软弱里面，会活在不满意，活在埋怨的里面。
There will not be so many people who will live in this state of dissatisfaction or complaint.
因为太多的肢体不动的时候。
Because when so many members are not functioning,
整个身体一定不舒服的了。
The whole body is not as uneasy.
你不信，你回家试试看。
If you don't believe what I'm saying, go home and try it.
你挑一个最舒服的方式让身体不动。
Find the most obvious way to keep your body from moving.
我相信不止年轻人，很多人都是躺在床上。
And any young person or any person lay on the bed.
对不对？是不是？
Is that true?
躺在床上不要起来， oh, how wonderful.
Lay on the bed, don't wake up, or don't rise up, it's wonderful.
我让你躺七天。
I want you to lie there for 7 days.
每天吃饭我来喂你。
Every day I'll come and feed you.
你要上厕所我帮你忙。
If you need to go to the bathroom, I'll help you.
但你就是给我躺着不要起来。
But for 7 days, lie there and don't get up.
我说求求你让我下来动一动。
And I know you're going to beg me, let me down so that I can move around.
你只要今天两只手从现在 promise 我到今天晚上吃晚饭以前两只手不要动， try it.
If you promise me today that you will hold your hands by your side until you have dinner tonight,
我没办法，没办法。你看我讲到手动来动去了。
As I speak, my hands are moving and it's giving gestures.
我不光到处动，我耳朵也听他讲，怕他骂我。
I'm moving. I'm listening to him as he's scolding me.
要动。
And we need to move.
所以。我们等一下会讲哈。
So we're going to continue later on.
我们先要在乎的就是每一个都重要。
We need to care about the fact that every member is important.
我们的重要不重要不是根据别人怎么看我们。
Whether we're important or not has nothing to do with how other people see us.
我们重要不重要不在于别人怎么感觉我们。
How important we are has nothing to do with how they feel.
我们重不重要是因为我是耶稣的生命，是耶稣的肢体。
Whether I am important or not depends on the fact that I am a member of the body of Christ.
所以当那个犯罪的弟兄出去做不该做的事情的时候。
So when that brother who is in the middle of sinning and goes and does something that he's not supposed to do.
John Darby 去见他，他说 Mind your own business, 你不要来管我。
John Darby went to see this brother and that brother says Mind your own business, don't worry about me.
不要来管我，这是我的生活。
He says Don't worry about me, it's my life.
达比说这就是我的 business。
Brother Darby says it is my business。
你去不该去的地方，你不光你去，你把我带去，把整个教会带去，把基督都带去了。
You go where you're not supposed to go. You brought me with you. You brought the body of Christ with you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做身体的看见。
Brother sister, this is the understanding of the body.
我希望我们每一个人都有这样子的看见。
And I pray that all of us would have this understanding.
底下我们才来看我们怎么样子来进功用。
And then we'll see how we are supposed to function.
每一个都重要。
Everyone is important.
更何况你可能 是那个最重要的，但是你一直没有被主用。
Not to say that you are a very important member, yet the Lord has not yet used you.
结果给身体带来很大的伤害。
And you bring about a great harm to the body.
那我听说有一个牧师曾经讲一个故事。
I heard a pastor once gave the story.
他说有一次在 highway 旁边有一辆车子翻车了，这个在路边警察来。
He said on the highway one time a car got in an accident and was overturned and the cop showed up.
发现车子里面呢三个人都死了，只剩下一只猴子。
And discover that all the occupants, humans were dead except for one monkey.
那到底发生什么事没有办法知道。
And they don't know what exactly happened.
然后这个警察就跟那个猴子就比手画脚了。
So the cop begins to try to talk with the monkey.
他就指那个大人哈，那个做爸爸的哈，应该是开车的。
And he points to the dad who looks like supposed to be the driver.
那个猴子也蛮聪明的，他懂哈，他就装那个假装睡觉。
And the monkey was pretty smart. He pretended like, he acted out like he was falling asleep.
他就指那个妈妈啊，他在干什么
？And so the cop pointed at the mom. What is she doing?
那个猴子就老是在那唠唠叨叨在骂那个先生啊。
And the monkey goes like the mom is scolding the husband.
然后他就问那个小孩在干嘛
？And then the cop pointed at the little kid. What's he doing?
他就在那边玩那个。
And so the monkey is doing this like he's.
你们都知道在干嘛 ，right?
You know what the kid's doing, right?
连 Luke 那么小都会玩啊。
Even little Luke, he knows how to operate an iPhone.
那个一看就知道他在干嘛。
And so the cop knows exactly what the monkey's talking about.
后来警察就想不对，那就指猴子。
And so, wait, the cop says, what were you doing? Pointing at the monkey.
你在干什么?
What were you doing? And so the monkey said,
他在开车。
The monkey was driving.
所以你如果嫌教会不好的话,
if you think the church is not good,
可能就是你没有来开车,让我这个猴子在开车。
Maybe it's because you're not driving, you're letting a monkey like myself to drive.
弟兄姊妹要进功用啊
Brothers and sisters, we all need to function.
当我们都不把自己摆出来的时候
When none of us are willing to put ourselves out there.
小组聚会不好服事这个 department 的功用没有发挥
The small group meeting is not very good. The service group is not functioning.
神家到处破口漏洞
And there are a bunch of holes everywhere in God's house.
所以我们真的知道每一个人都重要啊
So we need to know everyone is important.
第二件事情
Secondly,
12章21节到22节
Chapter 22 verse 21 to 22
眼不能对手说我用不着你头也不能对脚说我用不着你
And I cannot say to the hand I have no need of you nor again the head to the feet I have no need of you
这里讲到教会的另外一班人
And this speaks of another group of people in the church
就是他看自己的重要性胜过别人
They see themselves more important than other people
他可能他服事的角色服事的功用是比较明显的大家看得到的
Perhaps the way he serves and the roles that he's in is more prevalent and is more visible
久了以后人难免骄傲的
After a whileMore so people become prideful.
觉得我不需要你啊。
And they begin to feel, well, I don't think I need other people.
这是不应该有的看法跟感觉。
And this is a feeling and an attitude that this person is not supposed to have.
那更何况你觉得不需要，并不代表你不需要。
Not this.
When you don't feel,
simply when you feel like you don't need someone, doesn't mean that that person is not needed.
就的客观来说，你仍然需要他，对不对
？And from an objective standpoint, you still need that individual.
我上次讲过，我为什么这样讲？因为一般就是眼睛觉得手，它比手重要嘛。
And oftentimes, for example, the eyes would think that the eyes is more important than the hand.
所以我上次问过你们，觉得你视力、听力跟讲话。缺掉一个你会愿意牺牲哪一个
And I asked you the question the last time we spoke, if you were to give up one particular function, your sight, your hearing, or your ability to speak, which one would you forego?
几乎 80% 以上的人都说希望能够继续看见不希望失去眼睛
About 80% of you said you want to continue to have your eyesight.
因为眼睛的确重要
Because yes, the eyes are important.
那头跟脚那更不要说了
And the head and the feet, obviously, is we know which one's more important.
我宁可失掉脚保住头嘛。
I'd rather lose one foot and keep the head.
所以你看他在这里比较的时候，就好像有一些人就比较骄傲。
So when you start comparing, you discover maybe certain members would think that they're more needed.
我上次说过，我们没有资格去代表身体来讲这句话。
And I said earlier that no one can represent the body to say these words.
我们也不应该要有这种感觉。
And we shouldn't have the sense of this feeling.
因为就算你觉得不需要，并不代表你真的不需要。
But even if you feel like you don't need this other member.
说我在看的时候，我需要手干嘛呢
？It doesn't mean that you don't need it. For example, the eye says, "I'm seeing. Why do I need the hand for?"
对不对？我在进 function 的时候，我并不需要我的手嘛。
When I am functioning, I don't need the hand.
除非我真的打瞌睡打得不得了，一定老是在瞪我，我把眼睛睁开来看着他。
And perhaps I am very, very exhausted, and Brother Yu just staring at me. Then I need my hands or my fingers to keep my eyes open.
就像三个门徒在变化山上跟克西玛丽园被主一直骂，好说你们怎么老是睡觉呢？他们就只好睁开来了。
It's just like the disciples were scolded by the Lord on Gethsemane and they kept falling asleep so they kept their eyes open.
其实主不是在骂他们呢，我对不起哈。
The Lord
was 主非常体谅的。
The Lord wasn't scolding them at all. The Lord was very understanding.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们在这里觉得你不需要他。
When we have the sense of this notion that I have
no need of this member, 你在进功用的时候不需要它。
When I'm functioning, I don't need this member.
并不代表你真的不需要它。
It doesn't mean that you truly do not need him.
当你眼睛看见一个篮球打过来的时候
，When you see a basketball coming right at you,
我们马上做什么事
？What is the first thing you do?
我马上这样挡住嘛，对不对
？Your hands come up immediately.
你不能够让它打到你的头嘛
？You can't let the ball hit you right in the head.
所以当事情发生的时候，你发现手第一个来保护你。
You discover when something happens, the very first protection.That you receive with from the hand.
一个刀子，一个东西飞过来，你可能马上用手挡住你的头，手宁可受伤，保住了你。
A knife or a sharp object comes at you in the face. Your hands comes up. It's willing to suffer itself, but it's protecting the eyes.
所以我们没有资格说我不需要你。
So we have no right to say I have no need of you.
那弟兄姊妹在这里，你就发现有一些的教会哈。
Brothers and sisters, discover there are some churches.
特别在中国哈。
Particularly in China.
他们非常注重话语出口的这个服饰。
They pay very much attention on those members who speak.
所以在教会里面呢，你只要话语有点出口，什么事都不要做了。
As soon as those who have the ability to speak, they don't have to do anything else.
只要看你拿个什么东西，不要拿，不要拿，我们来帮你拿。你做话语出口。
And soon as they're about to pick up something or do some chore, they say, "Stop, stop, stop! You're the mouth. You speak. We'll do the work."
从一面来说哈。
From one particular aspect.
在主里面，大家彼此。各占其位各尽其实是对的
It is right for us to all stand in our position and function accordingly
但是不小心会让这些人只注重话语的出口了
But unknowingly we can cause these members who speak to only focus on their ability to speak
他只要有一点发表的恩赐他只要多得到一点掌声他这个人就骄傲起来
And as soon as they have a little bit of ability to expressAnd they get a little more accolades. You see that the prize will begin to rise.
所以他会认为说前面带诗不重要。
And so he would have this notion that it's not important for those who are leading worship in the beginning.
原来我说我从小在的教会就是这样子的教会。
Forgive me for saying this. The church that I grew up in had this concept or this.
他们唱诗只是吃饭前正餐前的小菜就是了。
And for them to sing before the message time is just small dishes, appetizers.
那个另外一个词我是跟于师母学的，叫做跑龙套哈，因为我不会。看评剧，他是评剧主角出来以前出来翻跟头给人家看看的，是不是
？And it is just like the preludes of a movie is not the real thing. It's just things on the front.
所以我们从小所在的教会都是当天聚会前。带师的来问讲员：“你今天要唱什么歌啊？”他就挑一首，他上去唱一下就下来就是。
So the church that I grew up in, oftentimes the brother who's leading worship would ask the speaker, "What song should we sing?" The speaker give him a song. He would come up, lead a song, and then he'd come down.
如果唱太久的话，讲员会在底下看时间，你怎么用了我的时间、啊、
？If the song goes on a little too long, the speaker will look at his watch, indicating you're using my time now.
弟兄姊妹，在神家里面，我们要小心。
Brothers and sisters, in God's house, we need to be careful.
每一个服事在神眼中都是重要的。
Every service is important in the eyes of the Lord.
所以我非常喜欢 Austin Spark 的那句话：这不管大事小事，只要跟基督发生关系， 都是大事。
I love what Austin Spock has shared. It doesn't matter how great, how small the matter is. As long as it's something to do with Christ, it is a big matter.
Little Teresa 说，为了爱主的缘故，就算从地上捡起一条线来。
And Mother Teresa says, for the sake of loving the Lord, if I were to pick up a strand of a thread,
都比做人认为很多伟大的事还有价值。
It's more important than what men esteem as great accomplishments.
所以这个像招待啦，像整洁啦，这些服饰都是非常重要的。
And those of you who are serving in the position of ushers and cleaning, these are all very important.
所以像连带茶经也是这样。
So leading Bible study, it is equally important.
你发现有人很有带茶经的恩赐。
You discover that there are some individuals, they do have the gifting of leading Bible study.
他带茶经真的带得很好。
They do a very good job.
可是问题是他带茶经的时候不让人家插嘴啊。
But when he leads the Bible study, he doesn't let anybody interject.
或是人家问问题，人家想分享，他都不想听，想赶快你讲完，我继续讲我的。
And so when somebody has something to share, he's have this attitude of hurry up and finish what you have to say because I need to continue.
等到别人带的时候，他就从头到尾一句话都不讲。
And when someone else is leading the study, then he would be completely silent. He won't say a word.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可以有这种我不需要你的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, we can't have this attitude of I don't need you.
我们一定要在主的面前特别恩赐明显的这些服事。
And we need to be very sensitive, particularly those who have functions that are quite visible.
我们要求主帮助我们。
We need to ask the Lord to help us.
有一次我碰到一个弟兄。
And one time I met a brother.
他非常爱主哈。
He really loves the Lord.
他在大学教书，但是他就是有心做学生工作，开始了一个聚会。
He was teaching in the university, but he had a heart to study or to start student groups to work to do the Lord's work.
后来他实在太忙了。
And then he was really really busy.
所以他就请了一个传道人来帮忙。
And so he asked a particular preacher or pastor to come and help.
原来教会还没事哈。
And there weren't any problem to begin with.
传道人一来的时候，他们两个人之间就出事了。
And soon as that pastor showed up, they too began to have problems.
因为这个弟兄从开工开始就一直带着这个聚会。
And because this first brother, he led this particular fellowship from the very beginning.
等到来了一个传道人的时候呢，这个传道人的看法跟他的带法又有一些地方不一样。
And so when this other pastor showed up, his point of view and the way he serves is different from the way he would do it.
后来他跟我讲说那个传道人来找他谈话。
And so that particular pastor came to talk to him.
他说你虽然是希拉。
And he said, though you may be Cephas.
你是希拉，希拉是当时这个耶路撒冷的领袖。
And he, Silas. Though you could be Silas, he was the leader in the church in Jerusalem.
他说你虽然是希拉，但是我是保罗。
You may be Silas, but I am Paul.
保罗来了，希拉就陪着他了。
And so when Paul comes, Silas follows him.
他自动退到二线了。
And Silas falls to the second position.
就是神家的地位需要这样子去争的吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we need to go and fight for positions in God's house?
我们跟弟兄之间需要用这样子的关系吗？
Do we need to have this kind of relationship with brothers and sisters?
我们都需要在主的面前学。
We all need to learn before the Lord.
所以年长的弟兄告诉我们，一个真正有属灵生命感觉的人。
So our old, elderly brothers have told us that those who are sensitive in their spirit.
你任何几个弟兄姊妹在一起，
Whenever a few brothers and sisters come together,
你马上里面就会知道我应该听谁的。
You immediately know who I should listen to.
你不需要去争的。
You don't need to fight for position.
那是属灵的生命。
That's a spiritual life.
你不需要自己说你们得听我的。
You don't need to go and say you need to listen to me.
那你更不应该说我为什么要听你的。
You certainly shouldn't say why should I listen to you.
生命的顺服 harmony 是自然的事情。
The harmony within the body obeying one another is something very natural.
身在身体的里面，圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
When we're in the body, the spirit baptizes us all into that same body.
你真的在圣灵里面，你很自然就会服的。
And when you're in the Holy Spirit, it's very very natural for you to humble yourself.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.